It's been nearly 2 years since King County required chain restaurants to post nutrition information on their menus. The goal was to help customers make healthy choices. But Seattle researchers wanted to see if the regulation has changed the way restaurants market their meals. As KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, what they found was a mixed bag.
Remember the days of supersized meals?
I don't see anything here that says eat or supersize or eat a lot.
That's Brian Salins. He's a researcher at Seattle Children's Hospital. He's also one of the authors of the study that looked at the effects of King County's menu labeling law. We're at the food court at a Seattle mall. Salins says one of the changes he's noticed at many restaurants is that signs that promote supersized portions or overeating are not as prevalent.
Before the regulation, about 61% of our establishments in King County had descriptors on their menu that encouraged large portions. About 6 months later, after menu labeling, it was down to about 32% of them had a descriptor on the menu to encourage large portions. And then a year and a half later, it was down to 19%.
Salin says they also found that the average calorie count has gone down over time. He doesn't know whether the change is a coincidence or whether it's a direct result of the menu labeling requirement. But not all changes were positive. Some restaurants offered healthier alternatives on their menu, but when it came to choices for kids, Salins noted not much had changed. So why do all these things matter? The environment, the menu choices. Isn't it enough to post information about calorie, salt, and fat content to help customers make informed choices? Salin says it's not that simple.
Wouldn't it be great if we all thought we made rational choices all the time, right, based on hard information that's related to health? But people don't always, right? I mean, some people do. I mean, people who are especially motivated by healthfulness reach out for this information. This is one step in that process of, okay, let's make information easier to get. And then, okay, let's move from there to, well, how do we make healthy choices easier choices?
Salin says the study will help inform the county's health board and whether some changes are needed down the road. King County was the second region in the country to require restaurants to post nutritional information on their menus. The study is published this week in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.